Okay, so as you know, intention is everything for the spiritual progress. So how do you know what your intention is really? You cannot actually know so easily as you might think. You might think, oh, it's easy, my intention is good. My intention is to please that person. I'm doing something good, so my intention is good. It's not as easy as you might think about it. Intention, but I will give you a tip of how to know what your real intention is. It has to do with spontaneous actions. So, you might be able to fool yourself or deceive me and tell me you are not afraid, for example, of a certain shelling or a certain person with a gun or something. You would tell me, oh, I'm not afraid. If a person comes to kill me, I wouldn't be afraid of all at all. And you might really believe yourself, because your mind is can make arguments in a logical way for you to believe what you are saying. But it might not really be your real self. Your real self can be known only through spontaneous acts. And what I mean with spontaneous acts is, for example, if all of a sudden, while you are telling me that you wouldn't be afraid if someone comes in with a gun in his hand and try to kill you, you wouldn't be afraid. At this moment, if someone really comes in with a gun and tries to kill you, you might really get afraid, even though you thought of yourself as a lot more courageous than that. But the spontaneous act is what really matters and is what the reflection of your real self and your soul. The courage in your soul can be reflected only by spontaneous and unplanned acts, and as well as any other quality of the soul can be reflected only in spontaneous acts. You cannot really assess it through your mind.